How often do you find yourself using an emoji in a text or a Facebook message or even a tweet if you're a social media user? Even at my age, I find them a very good shorthand. And I guess what's interesting to me is what started as a pretty humble smiley face has grown into this ridiculously diverse world of symbols for every situation. And there's a lot more meaning packed into these icons than you'd think available in standard digital messaging. But have you ever stopped to think about how your emoji might be construed by a court of law? Dr. Marilyn McMahon is the Deputy Dean at Deakin University School of Law and the co-author of a paper that looks at how emojis have increasingly been challenging legal systems across the world. Dr. McMahon, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, I understand that a number of countries are actually allowing emojis to be used as evidence in legal cases. What sort of cases are we talking about?
Well, the sorts of cases we're talking about vary from defamation to breach of contract to criminal cases, which are the most serious, I think, where people have been found liable for stalking or making terrorist threats because they've sent either tweets or text messages or otherwise, you know, used some digital communication. And they've included emojis, which have been regarded by courts as constituting a threat.
So we're talking about getting a legal system for unpacking the meaning behind these emojis, I'm guessing.
Yes, and I think it's not surprising, really, because you've just started by saying that you use emoji. Mm. Most people do. There was a survey last year that indicated that on Facebook alone, there's about 6 million emoji that are used every day. So they're part of modern communication, and I think it's probably unsurprising, therefore, that we're beginning to see them come up as part of, if you like, challenging communications in our courts.
Look, I imagine this is a very challenging way for a court to operate in terms of interpreting emojis. I've covered a court case that brought linguists in to discuss the term app store. When we're talking about things that aren't even words, it's got to be so much more complex.
Right, and I think that one of the things that started us for us was there was a case in New Zealand in 2017 where there was a man who was threatening his ex-girlfriend, and part of the threats towards her had been communicated by text messages accompanied by emoji. And the judge in the case turned around and said, "What is an emoji?" I'm not saying that all judges are that unsophisticated in modern communication, but you get a wide range. Some are extremely conversant and familiar, but I think there are some for whom it's going to be a challenge, and we thought that this is an interesting issue. These emoji and before them emoticon are emerging in legal cases, and there's a vast range of familiarity with their use and their meaning in our courts.
I do think that there's often a sense that our legal system is often slow to adapt to technology.
I think that's true, and I think there's something else that, moving from the courts to most of us, I think most people think of emoji as harmless, as fun or, you know, easy little adjuncts to our text messages or tweets or whatever, and people are surprised at their negative impact or how they can be perceived as real threats or as real defamation. Somehow I think people think about emoji and their use as really not as possible as having the legal liability as everyday communications.
Now, we've been talking a little bit internationally. How is Australia positioned when we're talking about being ready for this?
Look, we haven't found reported cases in Australia where this have arisen. There was one case where an emoji came up in relation to a will, but it wasn't a central matter. The cases where we found, or the countries where we found cases are primarily the United States, but also France and New Zealand and England.
I think what you said about before, the criminal cases, especially around stalking and harassment, I can imagine that with the way social media is being positioned, that might be where we'll see it first and foremost.
Well, that's my particular area of interest. And so when you get someone who sends a message to another person and it's got an emoji of a fist followed by a pointed finger, followed by an emoji of a hospital. That's the sort of thing we saw in South Carolina, where two men were convicted of stalking when they sent that message to another individual. And I think it just shows that was a pure emoji threat. And that is really where emoji by themselves have constituted a criminal threat, and someone's been convicted and gone to jail over it. I think it's unsurprising.
I think this is going to be an absolutely fascinating move forward with the legal ramifications. And I kind of, I guess, imagine getting experts in to talk about this is going to prove the next challenge.
I think so, because there are a couple of issues that lie behind it that make it quite difficult. The first is cross-platform variability. So if you send an emoji from one type of phone, an Apple phone, for example, and it goes to a Samsung or an Android or whatever, then it may appear very differently. There's no guarantee that, and the differences are quite, if you look at them and the way the emoji appear, what I send as a mildly frowning face may appear on your phone as a really threatening, grimacing face. So that's a problem. The second is, I think, we really have seen with lots of emoji, people interpret them differently. So I might send it meaning one thing, but you as the recipient understand it to mean something else. The smiley face is understood by everyone, but there are lots of emoji that have really, but surveys have shown that different people interpret them differently, and that always impairs communication, of course.
Look, Dr. McMahon, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're very welcome.
That was Dr. Marilyn McMahon. She's the Deputy Dean at Deakin University School of Law, co-author of the paper The Emoji Factor, Humanising the Emerging Law of Digital Speech. Have a think about how much information, how much nuance you are packing in to a single emoji next time you're on social media.